I don't mind being teased, really. I sense that the what was to be accomplished with me has already been accomplished. For I feel that his energy has moved away.
His energy has quieted.
Nonetheless, I would hear what he has to say if that is appropriate.
Yes, Alan.
I don't know if it'll comfort Rick any. I think I've been in the same situation at this time. I was having a lot of difficulty there at the beginning because of what you said of putting your conscious aside. But I think that we both got a taste of a big experience that's coming.
Let us discuss that a minute.
Sure.
We've discussed it before. Randall, you're not as well, you're an old spirit. You're just back. But you won't know Alan. Alan is our neighbor here. And we'll get to whatever you call your surnames later. Don't struggle with it now. And Rick has come to us through as devious a route as you. He passed through here, and I announced to him that I didn't announce this to you, Randall. I should have. I could have, but you had a long way to go. Rick did not have so far to go before he found his way back. Many of you are destined to be here. It is our modus operandi never to tell. We always let ones come into their own knowingness. And Rick had to do that too. But he's a master builder and he is a grower. He has business experience. He's needed here. But he was also needed to accompany a group that was being transferred or transported to Sedona. Now I will tell you, pay attention to that little bird also. What is going on within your mountain. Sananda has come to give you peace, to settle the energies and let you know he's here. It is not so much that he cares to make big speeches as just for you to know his presence and stability. When the mountain begins to act like this, you know that every ship is at alert, all the beam system has been engaged, and we will see how we can stabilize against the impact that is going to hit you and is already bombarding the shield around this place. Randall, tell us where you first began to feel the energy surge as you drove into this area, please. Or were you just on a high to get here so that you can't put a finger on it now?
No, I can find it.
All right, please. Share that with us.
Too basic. I came through from Lake Isabella over to here.
Also, yes.
And in that area close to the just before I reached the freeway, I felt it in that area. And then
yes.
Again, coming up the hill from that entrance or wherever, it's about 20-some miles.
Through Walker Basin and Caliente, maybe? As you came prior to and as you came through the railroad tracks in the bottom and up Did you come that route? How would be his route?
About 15 miles down the hill towards Bakersfield.
All right. Very good. Very, very good.
King.
I don't know the name of it. This is a turnoff that goes up to Kern County. But it goes to, like, Isabel.
Caliente.
When this mountain turns on, is as good a way to put it as any. It means we've activated the shielding system. You have two major shielding systems. We talk about it in circumference rather than over you. You have a network of ships over you because the beam is activated directly. They don't come and go. They're stationed there. They may rotate position, but they are stationed there. When an alert, as one of your SIG alerts, is called, other ships on standby will fill in between the spaces to what we will call shore up any possible rifts or separations for any energy reason along the periphery. You have the one that is a 26-mile diameter shield, which shields this whole area against bombardment from earthquakes on one side, any kind of eruption, and detonations coming from Nevada. When they have detonated enough to cause enough damage to the dam, there is going to be a long period of earth motion, pulsating, rippling motion before that dam finally goes. It will build vibrations within itself. So when we get these kinds of vibration waves coming back up at us, we go into action in several ways. Now, for Randall's benefit, in addition to the shield around the entire area, because this place would be kept basically safe, we also have encapsulated in a plasmic electronic shield, if you will, cradle, the crystal, which is all of this mountain. When we really anticipate the possibility that we cannot hold a given earth movement that could impact the crystal, and you can tell it has already been impacted. And the reason, if you go within yourself very quietly, and this does not mean set yourself aside, pick up the vibrations you're getting, they're unbalanced. This has been the major problem with this crystal and the testing in Nevada. When you detonate a hydrogen device, or basically any kind of nuclear device, but the hydrogen device is worse because it is the base element from which all of you, all of everything, it's one of your basic life materials. It impacts differently. Your scientists don't realize the kind of vibratory waves that move out from those kinds of detonations and that kind of released radioactivity is incredibly different. And every time they detonate, no matter how tiny it is, when the impact hits this crystal, it unbalances it. And at the same time it's being unbalanced, all of your brothers up there are programming it. So you get a jumble of energy. And sometimes the response is just one of such hyper interactivity that you can't sit still. Sometimes I literally have to say, get off of the mountain, go for a drive, get off of here. And usually, and this is one of those times, I'm very glad to have Randall inside the shield. Because to go driving off somewhere, I would rather you stick around somewhere within that 25 to 26 mile radius. or diameter. You know, if you feel like going to Mojave, I'd rather you not go to Bakersfield until it settles, until we see what we have to work with here. I'm going to go with the practice that I have. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I like to do that for two or three reasons. I will not put Dorma in jeopardy, nor this group. I like to see how long it is before anything is paid enough attention to even make it to your news. And then I like to know how it comes forth. And I like my little family at home when this happens. And it happens very, very often. This is just one more of those times. But these days, anytime we call one another together, you realize we're calling all energies of this particular mission together every time. And it's going to get harder in many ways for you to be selective as to which one is trying to get through. And sometimes you just have to be available and the hand will tell you, will write the name. Because we will not be able to sort. As the vibrations and the tonal integration matches, you cannot separate it. That impact gets more. And the energies working with you ones are diligently working at meshing those vibrations so that you cannot tell the difference. That means ease of coming and going, ease of communication. And all of you will get attuned to Sananda first. Your guide and Sananda first. It will come to be that the most comfortable relationship will be with Sananda, grandfather, and Aton. For one thing, those particular energies and myself can mesh better with you. You come from us. You didn't happen to get dumped out somewhere out of some spaceship. But before you reach that point, and even after you do, because you are now attuned to the mountain, you will pick up incredible tones. And you'll be caught in the midst of being conscious when they change. Sometimes there will be many. Sometimes they will not be harmonious. Sometimes they will be painful. That means somebody has overtuned and gets busy right fast trying to smooth that out, and you'll usually pick up, "I'm sorry." From some energy somewhere, there will be an apology that you will truly sense. The animal sense it, the bird sense it. Pay attention to hawks in the air. The eagles tell you more than any other winged bird. Their absence tells you more than anything. The presence of the vultures tell you something. The absence of the eagles tell you something else. The quietness of the little birds, whirlwinds. You see, on this side of the hill, you don't get winds as you do out in the flat of Tajibi. It is not customary to get whirlwinds on a hillside. You get dust devils and whirlwinds out across flatlands and in the desert. Anytime you get a whirlwind here, and sometimes they are magnificently strong, is usually when we're at work. And then there would be the stillness that you could almost touch. Now the energy fragments, you will all notice, are settling. They're quieting. You're not nearly as tense as you were. I can pick it up just by watching. These are things that you just must become aware of. You will experience these things. You will come to know when to come to alert. You will note several things. Randall and Alan may not be to the extent of the others. If it were manifested energy, your smoke alarm would be acting up. It has not in days. Therefore, you can be pretty sure what you are feeling in the strongest manner is coming up from that crystal, and not something that is what you will say manifesting matter. But if it hits the same tone, it will react exactly as particles, and it can set off the smoke alarm. However, the smoke alarm has been being set off by the presence of manifested energy, as we, let us say, practice more and more. And now it has been how many days, Oberly? 4 or 5, mm-hmm. since you've even heard it beep. And it's something that you cannot miss. Do not be surprised if it doesn't start again in the next day or so, few days. But it's for that reason. I don't want it disconnected. There's nothing wrong with that smoke alarm. It is responding exactly as it should. And I realize it's very, very annoying through your night. But it's a very good way for us to signal with you. Now, what would you like to discuss with me while I'm here, and then I will let Sananda come? Well, I guess that tells me a lot.
Would it be okay at this time if I bring up a couple questions that I've had today?
Yes.
That really don't pertain to business, but that have been pretty heavy on my mind.
I would really enjoy if you would do that.
Okay, first off is, after watching the show the other night and talking with Eli a little bit, there's been a lot of things come up. It's given me a lot of concern with him. And I guess I'm looking for some assistance in how to deal with it and how to help him out.
Did he watch it with you?
No.
All right. Then let us discuss it.
Great. Okay. Should I start with what he's brought to my attention, or what's been brought to my attention?
Yes. Whatever is giving you pain, let us just bring it out and look at it. You're only one of thousands and thousands.
Well, he mentioned to Margaret sometime a while back about his, it came from an uncle of his that has kind of influenced him somewhat in his ways of thinking and beliefs. He doesn't believe in anything of spiritualness. He doesn't believe that there is a good or a bad or a God or a devil. He does, however, believe in spacecraft.
Right, child.
And in the last few days, he has watched a couple movies on that subject, which he's told me he's enjoyed a lot. And unfortunately, I didn't get NBC at my house, and I went over to Rick's. I went to Rick's and watched it while Eli watched UFOs Are Real. Some drawings that he does, satanic, which contradicts his disbelief. And some of the music that he's starting to listen to that I was never concerned with, as I told him, the loud music doesn't really bother me, because sometimes he's the one that tells me to turn the stereo down. But last night we started looking at some of the lyrics of some of the things he has been listening to, and that's what started bringing concern.
That's what also is bringing the images. And he probably hasn't looked at the messages either.
No, this
is what we call subliminal.
I don't think he has. And I also feel that he, within the last year, he's picked a lot of it up from peers at school. Because most of this music and images, he's not exposed to around me.
Well, I'll tell you what you've got here. You have a situation where we can turn this around in one session. But you have the peer situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this I just want to bring up because I want to make it a note of interest. Just interest. The very ones who will discount us as being of the devil, who know nothing about this place, we're not in business, we're not doing anything. We don't ask anybody to come in. We don't ask, I can't believe that we could be less impact on anybody's belief system. We don't solicit. And I'm only saying that because what you will get back if the youngsters start coming, for instance, to visit with Hatan, is drummed out of Tehachapi on a red with tar and feathers. While that very thing is not only sanctioned by those very parents, and probably when Junior really wants something and nags and nags and nags a piece of music, Mama will even go and pick it up for him. Now, if it has a face of a dead man shouting, "Skin your brother alive," Mother might look at it and find the cover distasteful, and maybe find it distasteful enough not to get it for him. But if he's been a good kid and cleaned his room and all of these things, and he saved up his money, and she's going to Bakersfield anyway, she'll probably pick it up for him. We have to handle very, very cautiously how we handle these situations. I want Eli to have the gift of coming into the knowledge of who he is. He knows who he is. And these children have to have something to balance. He's absolutely right. There is no such thing as good or bad. That is something perceived by man. There is evil. There is evil. And there is perceived good and bad, simply because of what you might consider it. Society says it's bad if you break the law. Well, what if the law is no good? So these are perceived good and bads. The devil himself is not bad, let's call it that. There is no devil, but we're going to have to put a name on it, aren't we? So we're going to call him devil, Satan. There are the forces of the darkness. And your lessons have been around that for the last 3 days. With the pictorial. because this is very, very serious. This is your enemy. Good or bad, it's your enemy. And I think you can look at it and never perceive it as good. So even in society's definitions, it is bad. I do not classify it as bad. I call it filthy evil, as dastardly as can ever be perpetrated upon any species of anything. And yet even your best would do it unto your trees and your creatures. It is so shocking that your mind could not even perceive it. And if you spoke with Eli about it, he would say, oh, he would be so turned off. And yet if he read the lyrics with meaning, even in its finest form, is bad enough. Because it utilizes power. What did the young man say? He said, I went the way of the devil. It was shorter. What did you think you'd get? Power.
Power.
That was the first word, I believe. And then attention, popularity. And of course, always underlying is the excitement. This is the same experience within that ones get from torture. It is an excitement that you cannot understand. It is an energy surge. Whether it is repulsive or enticing, it is exciting. And it gives you the feel of power, or it gives usually, it gives a weaker one the feel of power just to see something helpless being tormented. Many of these images are conjured in the heads of the human species. It is what you do with them that makes the difference. You see, I touched on it before. What could possibly be wrong in a healthy sexual relationship of a man and a woman who love each other and wish to bring forth offspring? But that isn't the way it's used. That is a minute part of the way it's used. Rape is not sexual pleasure, it is hatred for whatever is the opposite sex. It's violence. And even if you are not talking devil and killing and murder, almost every one of the rock songs, right down through your country western, speaks of love and loss, love and use and sex, all for the wrong reason. All for the wrong reason. And I again used a bad word. And I just used another one. It's neither bad nor good. It's not right or wrong. It is incorrect. Because it teaches a lie. And it instills it. And it brings forth feeling of violence. And the use of power. And you add a little drug and alcohol to that, and you have total non-control on an individual basis. And the Dark Brotherhood has a real playground. This is going to worsen before your eyes. It cannot be any other way to reach the end of the sorting. And the only prayer for these youngsters is to give them something stronger to cling to. You don't have a problem, Alan. I will tell you now, you don't have a problem because your son can learn his truth. He is searching for it, pleading for it. He is one of ours. And I can take him back and I can allow him to remember. I can also caution him about spreading it about. But do you know what is going to happen? When he gets his balance, his friends are going to cling to him like glue. They don't want to be lost in these traps. But they're bored out of their mind while their mothers and fathers lie to them. Life is not going to be better. Life is going to get worse. War on crime and drugs, my friends, it is laughable. The reason they play it up is because it is so bad. It is so bad in these cities. These children are killing each other. Wouldn't it be more reasonable for them to come and kill the wealthy?
Let me change the tape.